Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Rashi says the Toldos are Yaakov the Esav. Ha'amurim b'parasha. So it's the story talk about Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav is the Indian of contrasting and comparing Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov focuses on the Iker. Esav focuses on the Tafel. What's the pshat, the Tafel? First of all, Esav is more focused on the Chitzoinius. His Chitzoinius is totally Sholem and Osui. He asks, Heich ma'asnes ha'melach v'ateven, which is L'chayre expressing a bazunder of Frumkeit, but it's not really the Nakud of the Frumkeit. Yitzchok's Inyan was Maestris, so when you want to impress someone about, you know, you ask him on his Inyan, Yitzchok was Machadish Maestris. So Esau was asking him, what's like in Ma'asrnes HaTeven, but Teven and Melech is the Tufel, you're not Ma'asr the Tufel, you're Ma'asr the Zachalei. Esau was focused on the Tufel. In the Inyan of Gashmias, Yaakov is quoted as saying, Yeshli Koil. We know the obvious of Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Yaakov says, Yeshli Koil, Samech Bechelkoil. Esav says, Yeshli Roiv. Punkt faket. Yeshli Roiv. Aval Yeshli Roiv, the rights of Messiah. On the other hand, that's the Gabi Gashmias, but punkt faket in Ruchnias, Yaakov is a lotion of Okay, the heel. A person, we spoke about other weeks, a person always has to feel that he's first at the beginning of the process of his Avoida Ruchnias. Esav, on the other hand, is Margish that already he's finished. Esav is Gematria Sholoim. He thinks he's already totally finished. Yaakov is focused on the Osid of Tcheles, the Tachlis, and Esav sees the red. Ha'odim, Odim, Azeh. We know in the spectrum of colors, the lowest, it starts from red and it goes all the way to blue. There's even infrared and ultra blue, violet, whatever you call it, but the spectrum is the beginning. Esav sees Ha'odim, Odim, Azeh. He's focused on the right now of the Inyan. It's so obvious that Esav is only focused on the Chitzoinius, because, you know, we're going to see later in the parsha, Yaakov wears the begodim and Chitzoinius that can make believes he's Esav. And bottom line, his lashon is Anoichi Esav b'cherecha, which is a blatant lie. What's the pshat? The emes is, you know why he's able to say that? Because he's dressed up like Esav. Yeah, but if Esav be'etzem b'pnimius b'mahus is Esav, then just because he's dressed up as such, it still doesn't allow him to lie and say, I'm Esav. Of Vibald, Esav is the only Chitzoinius. So Yaakov rightfully can say, he dressed up the part, and that delivers. He can say, Anoichi Esav, because that's all Esav is. Esav is only that Chitzoinius. Now there's another nekudah also we're going to see in the parasha. We have the sugya of the brachas and of the bechayra. The Vaila, we're just opening up the sugya, the Rosh Eprok, and we're going to go through Behemshech. You know, by the Mechira, it says, Vayivez Esav es HaBechoira. Now, Yaakov sells him the Bechoira for an Ezid Adoshim. It's not the right price. The Etzim, the Bechoira is worth a lot more. Esav can come with a Taina that it was faked out. He didn't deserve to have to pay for it. But the Pshat is, the price of something is what you relate to it and how you treat it. If Esav felt and said that the Bechoira is worth it to sell just for an Ezid Adoshim, then he wasn't sheeped out. That was the price. If you're in the middle of first Seder, and all of a sudden, as I is, you know, you're very thirsty, all of a sudden, you know, mamash, ich bin darshte. And you go out, it's four flights, you have to wait for the elevator, or go down the stairs, and you go, and it's a 6 minute ordeal, and you get a can of Coke. Moiridik, mechaya, geschmack, you know, middle of Seder, mazundere geschmack. But then that's what your Seder is worth. But if you're not willing to farmach the Gemara, even for a much bigger thing, something's offered to you, this, that, is, and no, so then all of a sudden, all the more, that's the value of the double ruchni that you're miyachas to. The value, Rav Chaim Shlomo has a whole shmuz on this. Haka on vayivas Esav es ha-bechayra. There's no I know, because that was the price to Esav. A person sets the price of what his ruchnis is worth. Mostotsu achasidish ha-maisa, famous maisa with the Apta Rebbe. The story goes, we'll make it b'ktsara because it's taka gansa chasidish ha-maisa, but a chassid came that he told him that he doesn't have money, he has to make three chasnas, and the Rebbe said, take 1 ruble here, he gave him a ruble, the first deal that you're offered, make mach business with it, and from there will come the Yeshua. He goes out, and he's trefsech with a bunch of lady gays that were sitting around, and one of them, he said, I have a ruble, I want to buy something. He says, the guy said, as a joke, I'll sell you my Olam Haba. He said, okay, the Rebbe said, the first thing to buy, he bought the guy's Olam Haba. The guy goes home, he tells his wife, some loser, he gave me a ruble, I sold him my Olam Haba. His wife turned I'm not staying married to someone who doesn't have Olam Haba. Go get it back. He goes back. And he finds it. The Rebbe forced the guy to buy it back for, I don't know the amount, but it was for 3 chasnas with a little extra. So, but then the wife went to the Rebbe and said, Herzl, what's my husband's Olam Haba really worth? He said, when he sold it for a ruble, I feel a ruble it wasn't worth. When he was willing to buy it back for the big schum, then it was worth even that much more. Why? Because the Dover Ruchni is nimdad with the price of what that thing is worth. That's the Yisoy, another Nakuda we see between Yankov and Esav. Another Nakuda Esav comes and he says, Ki oyef anoichi. There's one shot. What does he mean? Ki oyef anoichi? I'm oyef. You know, people have selective fatigue, I call it. I mean, it depends what you're tired for. Sometimes a person is ganz famatic, but all of a sudden something exciting, epis pasirt, and suddenly he gets frisha koiches. Esav is ki oyef anoichi. When it comes to anoichi Hashem alaykecha, all of a sudden to that, he's suddenly famatic. When he's being offered epis, it's a different inyan, all of a sudden then, tchiyas amesim, hatnaya koiches. I heard once we say, in the Al-Khayt, we say, Al-Khayt shechatan lefanecha ba'oynis uveratzen. What does it mean, Al-Khayt shechatan lefanecha? Ba'ratzen, I understand, ba'oynis. You were an oynis, oynis rachman apatri. No, Al-Khayt shechatan lefanecha ba'oynis. That you said, I was an oynis. Yeah, redzachayin, everyone redzachayin, he was an oynis. The chayt is that you came at saying, I'm tired, I have an oynis on this. No, that's not the way it should be done. Now, to restart again, nocham al the sugya. Eil Tolus Yitzchak ben Avrom. So Rashi says it's Yaakov and Esav, and but then if here's Ois, the pasuk says Avram hoyled a Yitzchak. So Rashi says because the Leitzoni Hadar, they were saying Me Avimelech Nesabrasora, Me Avimelech Nesabrasora. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a moitis that it was Tzor cluster pun of like Yitzchak. So I saw interesting. There's a Ha'ara. First of all, there's a Chazal that if Isha, even if she's Mizana, if she thinks about Baila, the child would look like her husband. What you think about is what the child looks like. You have it later by the Kvasim, by Yankov also. So what's the raya that Yitzchak looked like Avraham? That Avraham is the father and not Avimelech. Maybe Avimelech is the father, but it looks like Avraham because she thought about Avraham. So there too, there's another kasha. Sarah and Loit are siblings. Sarah and Loit are both the children of Haran. And Loit looks like Avraham. And Roiv Bonim Doimim La'achi Ha'ein. So maybe the child looks like Avraham because he's similar to Pasha to his uncle Lot. So on both of these kashas, I heard of Pshat, when Yitzchak was born, he didn't look like Avraham. And the Leitzanim was saying, it's not Avraham, Avimelech Nesabrasora. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes. The nes was that no, that he looks, it changed. That was already a moifis that advises that it's Takam Avraham and not me Avimelech. Now it's interesting, the Leitzanim, apart from those 9 Latoyrim, Leitzanim don't say blatant sheker. They say sort of, they warp things, they change it a little bit, they make it, over here, L'chayr, to say, Avimelech Nesabrasara is a total lie, ridiculous, stuyot, it's stam sheker, it's not Litzonis. Says the Aznayim L'tayr, no, it was Litzonis, why? Because we know, the Gemara says, that Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech to have a refuah, and kol ha-mispalel ba'ad chaveroi hu nena t'chila, and that's why Hashem Pakad Asara happened after Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech. So you can honestly say, Bizchus Avimelech Nesabrasara. That's true. In the long run, Bizchus Avimelech, because Avram davened for Avimelech, so with the schus of that. And the Litzanah made a Litzanah, they took out the word Bizchus. They said, Avimelech Nesabrasara. That's Litzanah, to take out a Knech. The memory was Bizchus, Begrora, the Avimelech Nesabrasara. The Litzanah took that out. See, but it starts with Todas Yitzchak ben Avram, but we're dealing here already, it's 20 years later. Yitzchak was ben Arboyim, and for 20 years they don't have children. Vayetar Yitzchak lenoichach ishtoi. The Sfarim bring down lenoichach. Noichach is Rosh Hatevis nishmas kol chai. And there are makoiris that Yitzchak and Rivka were actually the mechabrim of this tefillah of nishmas. There's different makoiris, different shitas about it, but there's a shita that the mechaber, the author of the tefillah nishmas kol chai, is Yitzchak and Rivka. That's why, especially in the Nusach Sfarim, when it's aligned, the fi yeshorim tizbarach, the fi tzadik, divrei tzadikim. Hasidim Kedoshim, it's a Rosh Hatevis, and the Siddur, and certainly the Mavzorim, it's a Rosh Hatevis. Yeshorim Tzadikim, Hasidim Kedoshim is Yitzchak, in the Rosh Tevis, and the middle letter of Tisparach, Tisroim, Tiskadish, Tishalo is Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka are the machabram of Lenoichach, Nishmas Kol Chai. And Taka, it's 20 years later, but Vatahar Rivka Ishtoi, Vayisroi Tzu Habonim Bekirba, Vatelech Lidrish as Hashem, she went to Shiv of Shem Be'Aver. I saw an interesting pshat. Rivka, Bimilua, if you spell out Rivka, Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, you spell out Reish as Reish, Yud, Shin, Kuf, Beis, Beis, Yud, Tov, Kuf, Kuf, Vov, Hei, Hei. Well, actually, Hei could be spelled a few different ways, but we'll go with Hei, Hei. Hei could either be Hei, 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 Aleph, Hei, Yud. We'll go with Hei, Hei. Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, Bimilua is 1,118. What's 1,118? A lot of things, but amongst them, Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, 1,118. Various other grois in yonim attack in this shame. Now, Vatelech Lidrish as Hashem, Rivka Taka saw that, wow, that means something is really supposed to be happening from her. She has such a shlemus. But the shaila is, this is already a pilpul. It wasn't klar. Vatelech Lidrish as Hashem, Rashi says, she went to check Matehei B'soifo. Why? Because what's the last letter of Rivka? Hey, but we said it's not Pasha. Is Hey Staka spelled Hey Hey? If it's spelled Hey Yud or Hey Aleph, then it's not going to deliver this perfect gematria. You'll need a few koilim to make it stem. So Vatelech Lidrish as Hashem, Matehei B'soifa. She went to check that, no, B'soifa, that it's Taka Hey Hey, and that Rivka Mamish, so the punkt is 1,118. There are many other things, just one other basic one is from the Gra. Boroshis, Voracious is Boroshis, that the world was created with the first six letters of the Aleph base. Bimiluya, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. You spell out Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. 1,118. Which way do you have to spell Hey for that? All three. And Vav also. Vav is spelled three different ways. Vav, 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 Yud, Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. All three of them. If you put all three afanim of Hey, all three afanim of Vav, and you spell it Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Boroshis is also the same as Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, and the same as Rivka, Bimiluya. Now Rivka is confused because on one hand, right, Yisroel, so one of them wants to go out and by the base of Avodah Zarah, and one of them and wants to go out, and she doesn't know it's twins, right? When they tell her that it's twins, she's already baruabzich. In the beginning, she thought it's one meshuganer. He's a poseach al shtei seifin, or the Kloisenberger Rebbe used to say al litvak as aichet tayr and aichet pesander zachen. But she told him no, shnei goyim. His nusach was zwei goyim besser vida ein litvak. But the pshat is that it's going to be Taka 2. And now it's not a coincidence that it's 2. We know that this is the Tzur of Klal Yisrael and the world the whole time. Yaakov and Esav. It's the Rav Yavoid Soir. And we know it's always one is above, one is below. Kishazel Oyel Azeh Yair, the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara in many places. The Netziv writes, Amarit Gzach and Hemek Dover in Diktuk. Rav Yavoid Soir. Soir is missing a letter. There's a Diktuk hinge that it could say. It could either say Rav Yavoid Lit Soir, or Rav Yavoid Bitsoir. The older one will work for the younger one, or he'll be Mavid, the younger one. He'll be in charge of him. Will he be his Eved, or he will make Yenah his Eved? So that's why the Torah left it blank. It's the Rav Yavoid Soir. Sometimes it will be Rav Yavoid Bitsoir. Sometimes it will be Litsoir. He brings the Gemara Megillah. Em Yoyim Alecha Adam Charvu Shnehem. Right, Yerushalayim V'Kisri Al Tamin. Yoshvu Shnehem Al Tamin. Ze Yoshev, Ze Chorev, Ze Chorev, Ze Yoshev Tamin. Ula'oy Milam Yama. It's the same thing. V'Rav Yavoy Soir. Soir can either be Bit Soir or Lit Soir. Now, B'cholotin, before Rivka got the tshuva, she says, Loma Ze Anoichi. There's a pshat. Loma Ze Anoichi. The Ovis and the Mois understand that there's a process over here. Be'etzim, there was Zuhama from the Chetei Tzadas, and it's still in Terach, and even by Avram, there's a split. Avram has a Yitzchak, but on the other hand, there's a Yishmael. Yishmael Be'etzim is the midah of Chesed of Avram gone wrong. It's the psoilus of Chesed. And Avram has both. He has a Yitzchak and he has a Yishmael. Yeah, but his Yishmael is not from Sarah. His Yishmael is from Hagar, from someone else. Rivka sees and is being told that by you it's still not finished. It's not yet Yaakov mitosoi shleima, where everything is b'shleimus. With, by the way, Pashtus, that was the machloikus Yosef and the brothers, that they were choished him, that he still is feeling that only he is supposed to be the hemshech and not them. That's what they were worried. That was the rift of the vikuach beinu achim. But going back one door before, Rivka says, I understand that there's still an Eikav, Yaakov and Esav. Avolom hazeh anoichi. Why did it have to come from twins? It should have been that I have the Yaakov, and from a different wife should come the Esav. Why does it have to come from me? And the answer is no, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. that, and this is the way it works in the Golos, there was Rebbe ve'Antoninus. Antoninus represents, even from Esav, there are some nitzoytzes that come out. And there are gerim that come out from it. And there are things that, it says, Vayehev ki tzayid befiv. Tzayid befiv, the Sfarim explain. Because even in Esav, there's going to be tzayid. There are some things that we're going to capture and attack and take. Even something from the Umayyads, something, there is something that even from the Umayyads we take, that it's going to also become part of it. But again, this is when she still didn't understand, and she thinks that this person is being Poseach al Shtei Sifim. So the Goyin says, it says, Vatelech Lidrish Es Hashem, he says, Es L'Rabbis. We know that Shimon HaMsuni was always marred by all the S in Sheva Torah. He was always marred by the S, Aleph Tov S, he's marred by, but when it came to Es Hashem Alekech HaTira, Pirish, how could you be marred by what L'Rabbis, another? So Achavar Rabbi Kiva, L'Rabbis Talmid HaChamim, whatever that means. But she went Vatelech Lidrish Es Hashem. She sees that this Uber is also wants to go out by the other, but not just by the base of what they can see us, but also by the under Zachin. So she went Lidrish Es. Is there something Es L'Rabbis? That's what she was asking. There's something else going on also? Vatelech Lidrish Es. She went to Darshan the Es. Is there an Es L'Rabbis? And they said no. Like we still explained, Shnei Goyim the Vitnech that it's a separation. And talk about the later, it's va'achriken yotza ochir v'yodri oichezes va'akeid Esav. And this is ultimate, until the Geula Shleima, it's like that. That there's a Yaakov and there's an Esav, and he's always fighting with us, and there's always up and down. More than that, this is fascinating, it's later on in the sugya by the brachas. Why did it have to be that we have to steal the brachas? There's a moiridike drushes haran. He says all through the Doiris, the Esav soine l'Yaakov. There's a reason, we don't understand always, but there's a system that it runs with Esav soine l'Yaakov. The shirish of that is the yeah, right? That their choshe that we're running the show and stole from them and we took everything from the beginning. The bechayre and the brachas, it went through an azat surah that it looks to them as if we took it, and that's why they're upset. There's a mahalak that's how the surah goes. But it's interesting. I saw there's a medrash Parshas Yosef brings. It says va'achra ken yotza ochiv v'yodei echeses va'akeid Esav. She brings an interesting story about one of the gedolim. I forgot. And he says, someone asked him, who's going to be Teufis the Malchus? At the end, Lossid, who's going to finally eventually be the Gemar of the... When the Olam comes, Litikunai, we're getting closer to the... What's going to be? So he wrote on a paper, V'achri kein yotza ochiv, v'yodei oichezes v'akev. And he didn't write Esav. Pashtus, he wanted a hint that it's going to be Esav, but he didn't. He wrote, V'achri kein yotza ochiv, v'yodei oichezes v'akev. And he didn't know what he was trying to allude to. So there was a Chacham, he said, no, the Rosh HaTevis of V'achri kein yotza ochiv. Yodhi Chezes Ba'akev is the Rosh HaTevis Mashiach Ben David. Without Esav. Ba'achri Kein Yotza Ochav Yodhi Chezes Ba'akev, that Rosh HaTevis is Rosh HaTevis Mashiach Ben David, or Malchus Beis David. Vayigdalu Hana'orim Asugyo. In the beginning, right, it said, Mimei Ayich Yiporeidu. But the truth is it wasn't. Right away at the beginning, they looked the same. But eventually, Zehalach Zehalach le. What's the lashon when they finally split apart? Zehalach l'avoy the zara v'zehalach le tumoy. Someone told me it said tomo. I don't think so. It's zehalach le tumoy. Yaakov ish tom. Now it says vayigdul ha'la'arim. Rashi says kolz man shehayu ketanim loy hayu nikarim b'maseim. The ain't of the medachtek behem mativam. Kivan shenasu b'nei shloish esrei, zeh pirish labatei medrish, v'zeh pirish lavoy dezara. Now we know Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was supposed to live 180, similar to Yitzchak, who Taka lived 180, and Yaakov, who lived 147, was also still supposed to live 180 and lost 33. That's a separate cheshmen later on in the parashas. But the shleimus of the tzur of the Abbas was etzim 180. Yitzchak is Taka 180, and Avram, why was he nifter 5 years early? Shalayira Esav yotze l'tar b'sra. Because at the age of 15 is when Esav went to Tar B'Sra, and the Mefarshim ask, it's a stira. Here it says, when they were Shloish Esrei already, he went to Tar B'Sra. There's a Moiridik word I heard from Rav Michal Zilber, Moiridik. He says, Avad, Esav went to Tar B'Sra at 13, but the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Eser, Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Eser LeMishnah, Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvis, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemor, Shemon Esrei LeChuppah, Bechulei. Says, Esav went to Tar B'Sra at 13. But at 13 he was able to fake it. Eich Ma'asron Es HaMelach, Eich Ma'asron Es HaTeven. 15 is Gemara. when the Zayde Avram came for Haran on the Blat Gemara, there's no fake eye. Adam evased the Blat Gemara, Adam evased the Blat Gemara. If Avram would have lived until 180, which means Yitzchak would, Esav would have been 20 years old, forget about it. That's called, he sees Esav Yatzel at Harbis Rabba. From 13 to 15, it's still far Gemara. Thus Kemachin a fake eye. On 15, Adam Meken the Blat Gemara, Adam Mekenish the Blat Gemara. Now, the Medrash brings him, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this is as a halacha. But first, we'll speak out the Medrash. Reb Levi Omar, Moshe l'Hadas v'Atzboinus, a beautiful reyach of Hadas and an Atzboinus, some kind of of koitzim, that they were gedilin zeh l'zeh. But when it came to be pirate drachim, and therefore the Medrash says, Tzorach Adam l'tapul b'bnoi ad yud gimel, mikan ve'elech tzorach loymar baruch shepterani me'onshesh l'zeh. That's a Medrash Rabba in this week's parsha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Eirach Chaim, Simen Reish Chaf Hesef Beis, Yesh Oymer, the Misha Nasa, Benoi Bar Mitzvah, Yevorech, Baruch HaShem Alekein Melech Haylam. The Goyin says that's with Shem Malchus. Most people are knowing without Shem Malchus to say Baruch Shepterani Mi'anchi Shalzeh. There's a Machloikis in the Meforshim, in the Mogen Avram, and the Levush, and the other noise to Caleb in Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Shepterani Mi'anchi Shalzeh is saying that the father is now not anymore Mechuyiv and going to be Nenash for what his son does, or Fakert, that the son is not going to be nenesh anymore for things that the father does. And it looks like it's a machloikis which one it means over here. It's also nechlekwa poisim, the prima godim, and others handle. Does it apply also by a mother, only a father? Does it apply by a girl, only by a boy? And there are different shittas in the poisim. Now, we're holding still in the sugya of the mechiras habechoyro. And this is taka, that day, when Esav became 15. And it's the day of the petira of Avram Avinu. And Yaakov says, Esav comes back, Ayev, Michra Kayoim es Becheiros Chali, sell me the Becheir. Now there's a famous kasha that the Rivosh in Tshuva asks, which is brought down in the Ktsois, in Simen Reish Ayin Ches, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Ktsois brings this Rivosh that asks the kasha, how could Yaakov Avinu sell the Becheir? It's a Dovar Shaloi Bala Oilam. And as such, Eino the Machna Dovar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Earlier in the shiur, we talked about that it's oina, that it's not worth just an azir adoshin. So for that we said, the pshat is, that if Esav feels that's the price tag for him, that's the kaveya of a price for azach, the dover ruch, the your kaveya and the price. But now asking something else, how could Yaakov sell by the b'chayra, it's dover shaloi b'loilam? The Rivash himself answers, and the Ksois brings it, is that kaveya matan Torah, there's no chasaron of dover shaloi b'loilam, and there's kaveya matan Torah. The Ksois himself, and the Ksois actually brings this Rivash in three places, but Lagami, the sugi here, where he brings it, the Nakuda is, very interesting, that Esav was mistalik from the Mechaira, and Memele Yaakov was Zoicha. And the Ksois, that's the topic here of the Ksois in Reish Ayin Ches, is Mechadish, that even though Eina the Makne Dovash in Lava Loilam, but you're allowed to be mistalik. Advice is you need less Gemira's Das, just to do Siluk. And the Darg of Gemira's Das that you can do for Siluk, you're allowed to do on a Dovash in Lava Loilam. There's another pshat in the Maram Shif, in his Siyam on Baba Kama, he brings that when a person makes a Shavua, that gives more toikif to an Indian, and you can mak the Dover Shalai Baloilam, and that's why he made him swear as well, it was a Shavua. Now it's brought down that the Emes, this story happened, Avram Avinu, the sitting Shiv, it was Erev Pesach. And that's really what happened. Yaakov Avinu sees Esav coming, he says, I need something to eat. Yaakov says, Tainus Bechorin! Tainus Bechorin, Kens Nishtesen. You know, last week we spoke that Pesul was fasting for the Nesuin of his daughter, but somehow he ate the poison anyway, he faked it out. But up here also, Yaakov tells Esav, Tain is Bechayim. So Esav says, I've been Mevater, I'm a Salik, I don't need this Tain. He nehalich Lomos, Lomos Eli Bechayim. He was Mevater on the Tain is Bechayim. So Yaakov goes and buys it. Now there's another thing, it's fascinating, it's in the Prima Godim. It says in the Gemara in Baba Basra that Yaakov Avinu, that this story is happening in Erev Pesach. It says in the Gemara in Baba Basra that Esav that day did five terrible Averis. Rotzach, Kafar, Be'ikr, Ba'al, Ma'ar, Marosa, a whole machine of Gefer L'chaveris. The Prima Godim in Shilchus Pesach says, it doesn't mean Ba'al, Ma'ar, Marosa. It means, we know this in Rishalmi, Kol Ha'oichel Matzah, the Erev Pesach, Ki'ilu Bo'il Ha'rosah, say the Beis Chol. And it says, Yaakov Nosen Esav, Lechem, Unazir Adosh, what was the last? Certainly not Chometz. This Ba'al Yiroh, forget about it, you can't match Esav, but it's not Chometz, Ba'al Yiroh. So it was Matzah. And he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what the Gemara means, that Esav was nichshel and Na'ar Merosah. It means because he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. I'm telling you over at Prima Godim in Mishpitzai Zov, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, in Simen Tov Ayin Vav, that's what it means, the Gemara in Baba Basra, that it was Na'ar Merosah, it was It was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. The Nezir HaDoshim was Kitnis. So I heard a lot of different terutzim. My favorite terutz to this kasha is, and I have to be Mavar Ladina, if someone knows what the halach is, that I think the Isra of Kitnis is only during the 7 days of Pesach. I don't know if there's an Isra of Kitnis from Chatzos till the Lila. Some could be Mavar me the Indian. I don't know. It could be there's no Isra of Kitnis on Erev Pesach, Shef Mikan Ryan. There could be other terutzim, like maybe the minig of Kitnis wasn't Noyig then yet. They were Sfar Dimash, yeah. So they weren't Noyig the Kitnis.
I thought what them doing.
No, but Yaakov is mamash haliteini lifnei iver. An Ashkenazi could have a store chalamoid that's open selling kosher lakitnius things for the normal. Akoponim. What's interesting is it says Yaakov gave the ace of lechem and zid adoshim. I heard once a murder the gazach. Why did he give him bread? He didn't ask for bread. The matzah. Yeah, he gave him. He asked for the nazid. So I heard once interesting ma'isa. There was once some yeshiva bachram in Vilna. That it was Bein Hazmanim, and they went on a tiyul. They were in the forest, and they were stuck in the middle of nowhere, and there was nothing. They had nothing to eat. Mamash, in the middle of Eretz Avu, and they saw a little cottage, a little hut. They knocked on the door. They asked. There was an old lady there. If she has food. She said, "Punk, she has." She went to the shuk. She brought. She prepared blintzes, but she said, "Listen, I'm an old lady. Till I got the cheese and the flour and this, and I prepared it. It was a big tircha for me, and I prepared it for myself. I don't have that much. I'll sell it to you." But Mamash, she offered them for a hoin rav. I don't know, 1,000 ruble today. This is garnished. I'm old. Yeah, a lot of money. And they said, less bread, we're starving. And they said, we don't have money. Come back next week to Vilna, we'll pay you. She comes back, and she finds these bachram, and they say, we'll pay you 5 ruble. That's what it's worth. This that we said we're going to have to overpay was because we were oinus. We don't have to pay. They went to Din Torah, to Reb Chaim Moshe. So the maisa goes that Reb Chaim Moshe asked the lady, he says, kenst Gemara? No. Shulchan Aruch? No. Mishnayis? No. Chumash? Yeah, Chumash I know. She says, okay, I'll bring you a rye from Chumash that the Bachram don't have to pay. This is why. It says, V'yakev nasan le'esav lechem u'nezid adoshim. Why did Yaakov give him lechem? Because if Yaakov would have only given him the zid adoshim, Esav can come with a taina afterwards. Pekuach nefesh, I was an oinus. I had to agree to the sale because I was an oinus. I was starving. And it's not betoikev. Not as I know we spoke in the beginning of the parasha. I'm saying a different word. There's a petur oinus. So Yaakov says, no. Baruch zich, first half some matzah. and Rose says, now I'm selling it to you for the nezid adoshim. Zok Reb Chaim Moshe, that's a raya that you taka. When you're an oinus, you're not mechuyev to pay for a sale that you were meshaved. Chaval al da'avdin, the way I heard over the story, ma'anyen, what would have been Reb Chaim Moshe's raya from Gemara, from Mishnayos, from Shulchan Aruch, from the different various chalokim, mektsoyes atayr that he quoted earlier, was volki ben Reb Chaim Moshe's raya. But akapanim, his raya lemaisa was from the lechem when it's in adoshim. Now there's a whole other sugya. You have the sugya of Yitzchak. You have the ma'aser with Avimelech, and then you know Avimelech. Finally, when he realizes who this is, it's Moshe the Gazach. He says Hanegeah be'isha zeh moisiyumus, which Pashtus means he's a real nice guy. He tells all his cronies, "Don't touch him." Right? Pashtus is saying, "No, don't shepherd with him." The Netziv says, "No." He was saying sanctions. No one has business dealings with Yitzchak. Kol Hanegeah be'isha zeh moisiyumus. He wanted Yitzchak out of there. He was telling all of his people. Don't have. He's up to Netziv. Shout in the post. Called Hanegeya Beisha Zeh. Anyone that wants to have Masu Matan with Yitzchak, I'm going to kill you. He was not such a nice guy. Koponim. You have the sugi of the Be'eros. Much is spoken about the three Be'eros. The Ramban already writes that the three Be'eros are Keneged, the three Batei Mikdash. And there's a lot in the Sforum about the fact that the three Be'eros are Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there's Tifen Yonim in this. I saw the Nesiv Shalom, he explains. He says the first Be'er is Avram, which is Chesed. Aber Chesed alone is not going to work. A person like we saw, from Yishmael, too much Chesed, that also is no good. So then, Fakir, the second Be'er is Yitzchak, which is Yira. But then on the other hand, Yira to the ultimate extreme is also not good. Until Rechoyvois is Yaakov, Teferis, the Mizug, the correct balance of the two Darbis, that's really where it's supposed to be. Talking near at the end of the story of the Be'eros, so finally when they meet up with Avimelech, he says to him, Ato, Baruch Hashem, a cute story. This was in many years ago in Yerushalayim, where everyone was living bedachas. There was once a gvir, he came, and he brought a Sefer Torah, and he wanted to check if the Sefer Torah was kosher before the times that there's machines, you know, the computers. He offered it to the Anshir Shalayim Shalmala of Palm. He says, go through the Sefer Torah. every mistake, someone finds a mistake, gets a, what was the Turkish then? What was the coin? A lira? I don't know what the... A mechubit, what? A lira? Yeah, can say. So he said, whoever finds a mistake, for any mistake you find in the sefer, you get a lira. So Chacham, he was going through very carefully. I don't know if the computer would have had this one. Ata, ata, Baruch Hashem. It's ata. The first ata is with an aleph. Second ata is with an ayin. And it was a mistake. It was fakert. So the computer was on the spot. He says, wow, mistake. Turkish lira. Guy said, no, two Turkish lira. The first ata is a mistake. Daf shteim with an ayin. Nacham, another mistake. Was it one mistake? He went through the entire Torah. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonovan. Ata, ata. Ain't toys are the... Oh, the tzvei toys. So give the brachas. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. There's a whole mahalach over here that Esav is supposed to be the zvulin. There's a tzura. Giving Esav the brachas is going to be makar of him and bring him al aderech. And Yaakov, like we said before, for the drashas Haran, there's a siba that has to dafka go dorch with Ramois. Now, when Yaakov comes in, it says, "Hakoyel kol Yaakov, vayedayim yedei Esav, v'loy hikiroi." So there's a famous shtel from the Beis Halevi. This other Mahalchim, let's think of the Nekudah, the Beis Halevi says, Yitzchok says, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov, Vayedayim Yedei Esav, V'loi Hikira. So something looks suspicious. Vayivorach Eyu. Why did he give him the bracha? If it looks suspicious, they were choshed. Something is going on over here. So if they're choshed, something is going on over here, why does suddenly, he says, doesn't shtem, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov, Vayedayim Yedei Esav, 50-50, yeah? And not such a good idea to give the bracha. Recalculate, make a new search, see what's going on. Says the Beis Halevi that Yitzchak made up with Esav Herzu. Yaakov is going to try to do a Ramois. And he's going to come in Betach looking like Esav and talking like Esav and feeling like Esav and everything Esav. Let's be double Oibra Chacham. Come in and talk like Yaakov. And only I'll feel that it's Esav. And that's how I'll know it's the real you. So he comes in and Yaakov is saying, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov. Yitzchak says, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov, which is what we made up. HaYadayim Yidei Esav, which is what we made up. And then the pasuk says, "V'loy hikiroi nupshat," not "V'loy hikiroi" because he's confused about the stira. "V'loy hikiroi," the narrator is saying, "This is a mistake here because it's really not true." It's not what the pasuk says, though. The pasuk says, "V'loy hikiroi ki hayu yadav seiros." It should say, "V'loy hikiroi" because the koil was Yaakov, because it should have been Esav akoponim. "V'loy hikiroi," and that's what it means. Bochicha b'mirma that he was a oibur chacham hinu. It's a beautiful pshat. The pel is there's a few kashas, but the ikar pel is when Esav comes. He doesn't go according to the plan. If this is what Esav was supposed to do, so why does he come in and say, Yokum Avi? I thought he was supposed to talk like Yankiv. So, Yeshoim Rimi, forgot. Yeshoim Meres Angeret. He thought that's the nice way of talking. Steltzifur, how we really used to talk. And if it's gemeint that his mom is doing it the right way. It's more than that also, there's another pshat that Yitzchak saying, Yitzchak thought giving, this is not the Mesa lady. Yitzchak thought giving the brachas to Esav is going to get Esav a little bit umgevart. So Yitzchak says, wow, look, it's working already. HaKoyel Kol Yaakov, Shoim. Shon Arbatos, I see it was Kedai, he's already talking like Yaakov. Not because they made up a plan. He sees Taka. Things are already going according to that plan. Now it says he brought him some two Gedim, it was Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga. It says Vayovi lo Yayin Vayesh. It was Leil Pesach. It was Leil Pesach, and therefore he gave him Yayin, his Dalit Kosis from Tzadik writes. Yaakov. Yitzchok is Teresh of Iksav, Yaakov is Teresh of Alpeh. Yitzchok asked for Korban Pesach, that's the Raisa. He didn't ask for wine. Yaakov, who represents Teresh of Alpeh, also brought the Durabonon, the Yayin. The Dalit Kosis is the Durabonon. Yitzchok asked for Korban Pesach. Yaakov also brings Yayin, he brings also the Yayin. That is a stickle steer, according to Rashi's Pashtas Mashim, it was Leil Pesach. I did see another farm that says Bechlal, the two Seirim over here, it's Sarah Lashem, Sarah Lazazel, something to do with Yom Kippur. And Yavai Yaakov Ashlishi in Goin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, when the Ramah brings in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Yesh Noig in Lechel Tapuach Mosek Bidvash, says the Gra, why a Tapuach Mosek Bidvash? He says, Piriyay Mosek Lechiki, like Reyach HaSodeh, like we say, Kachakal Tapuchin, Uki Yedua She Rosh Hashanah Hoya. The Goin is saying in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that the story of the Birchas Yitzchak of Yaakov was on Rosh Hashanah. This concept that on one hand it's Rosh Hashanah and on the other hand it's Yom Kippur and on the other hand it's Pesach, I don't know, but could be Koy the Mount Torah, these things could happen. The Rivosh says you could be Mak the Dovash of the Oil and Koy the Mount Torah. Koy the Mount Torah, it's different than mine. There's before, there's after, during. It's not exactly on the same realm. That's some of the Oilik of the Rivosh. But that's why it's not a Stira Dizinyan. Now it says, Bo Chicha B'mirma, So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, Bemirma is gematria afikoinen, 297. Because this was the plan. Yaakov came, even if Yaakov came, but Yosef can come and he can get, eat more and give more brachas. He says, no, your brother was bemirma. Ein maftir and achar pesach afikoinen. For oichel mikol, I already finished eating. Yitzchak is saying now, I can't. That was the bemirma that I was afikoinen, that I can't even if I would want, I would not be able to give you another brach. At the end, Yaakov is running away, and it says he runs away to Lavan Achi Rivka. Ein Yaakov the Esav Zakrashi. Ein Yaakov the Esav Eini Yodeya Mamalam Deni. Kipshuti Rashi says he doesn't know why it's saying Rivka is Ein Yaakov the Esav. There's a pshat. You know, Yaakov is running away now for a shidduch to Rivka. To Lavan, Achi Rivka. Now, when you're looking and you're checking into that family, Pashtus, you should check out who the brothers are and everything. Now, a good way of checking who the brothers are, if you see if there are nephews born from one of the sisters, that would be a good proba. But over here, any idea, Mama Lamdani. I don't know what I should come to the conclusion, because there's Yaakov and Esau. I'm trying to figure out who this Lavan character is. L'chaira, a proba for Lavan would be his nephews. But any idea, Mama Lamdani, because there's also a Yaakov and also an Esau. Another chat I saw once, it says, any idea, Ma. I don't know Ma. Ma is Mi HaBachar. There's always a vikuach. Who's the Bachar? Esav really was the Bachar, but Yaakov brought it. Any idea Ma. Any idea Mi HaBachar. Melamdeinu. It says, Aim Yaakov Esav. Why does it say Yaakov first? Shteita Yaakov is the Bachar. Any idea Mi HaBachar. Melamdeinu Yaakov Esav. There's another very interesting pshat from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes, we know that it was in the Daf Yomi now. It says that Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, that Yishmael is not considered Zer Avram, and also Esav is not considered Zer Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara v'loi kol Yitzchak. Now, stam for the record, a fascinating nekuda. Yishmael doesn't have bechlal Tanakh. They made their own Koran. They have a different narrative to everything, because if they would go with our text that says Ki bi Yitzchak, and we throw Yishmael out, it's done. It's clear. Esav does. Esav has the same Bible. They have it. Don't tell them, but it's only a Chazal. Be Yitzchak, v'loy kol Yitzchak. They don't know about that Chazal. That's a Torah Shabbat Peh. So for them, they can handle the text that's it. Yitzchak means, yeah, Yaakov and Esav, Amor and Beparsha. They're blissfully unaware. And they have a New Testament, but they have what they have as the original is the same. Yishmael had to totally restart and make a new. Because the way it says it in Chumash, it says Yitzchak v'loy Yishmael. Oh, but this that Esav, Edoim, the Ma'arav, the West, they don't have a problem with what it says. Because they don't know about, they don't learn the daf. It doesn't say, Ki bi Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. But Al Kaponim, we know that Esav and Yishmael is out. And that is a fascinating idea. Zot the Chasam Sofer. Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Rivka is yet the mother of Esav. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Min ha'ein. Not min ha'av. He's not the son of Yitzchak. But he is the son of Rivka. And they are brothers. There's a fascinating vart, we'll end with that, from the Briskerov. You know, it says later on when Esav is coming with his Arba Meis Ish, right, told us Avram Yitzchak, and he's coming with the 400, and the Malachim start beating him up. And he says, I'm an Enikel of Avram! They continue beating him up. I'm a son of Yitzchak! They continue beating him up. I'm a brother of Yaakov! And they stop. So Kipshutai, this was a PR move on a major event that it tells the fact that when Yaakov finally meets him, he knows who's Choshev over here. But Zabriskov says it's much more lumpish. Eres nishtan einikul from Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak v'lo yikol Yitzchak. Eres nishtazon from Yitzchak. He's Yaakov's brother. Ochiv min ho'ein.